Om Shanti. My name is Judy Rogers. I live in New York, and I'm a Brahma Kumari here. And today I'm talking with Sister Mohini. Sister Mohini is the coordinator of the Brahma Kumari's activities in the Caribbean, North America, South America, and all of the Western Hemisphere. And today we're looking at this subject of connecting to the source. So there's a big surge in people wanting to transform their lives, wanting to be a force for good. There have never been more nonprofit organizations. There have never been more spiritual movements or more interest in religion than there is now. And yet, we can find sometimes a certain weakness, a certain inability to do the things that we want to do. And that's when we wonder, well, where do we go for that strength? How do we find that connection that's going to give us the strength to make the transformation we want to make?
So, Om Shanti. One of the source actually is one's own self. That means when you are in your true consciousness, and so you go within, and first by giving thoughts, then creating consciousness, and then living based on consciousness that I am pure and peaceful soul, creating this, you know, that also is a source. And then also sometimes it's very inspiring to stay close to nature. Like if you really sit by riverside and listen to the voice of waves and unconditional feelings, or you look at mountain, the pure pride looking at mountain, they are so high, and so with the nature also. But then as one becomes aware of one's own self, you start feeling also the presence, or you feel that there is a being also who is supreme, and a being who is also divine, and is a supreme and divine being actually I am connected with. My experience since childhood always been, I thought I am very deeply somewhere connected with one who is divine. And then with the understanding of whatever we are told about God or about divine being, so we start worshipping, we start in different ways try to see how we can connect. And when I was young, I used to connect very much with the earthen lamp and the flame of that lamp. I always like talk to the flame, and I just said, okay, this is God for me. So we start looking at some objects, especially the object of the light, where one can connect with that. So especially, as I said, I will talk with the light. But then I was given this understanding that God actually is light, and His light is a different light than the lights which we see around, because this light is more connected with darkness, but that light is really from the purity and the consciousness. And knowing God and God's qualities and my relationship with God makes it like to connect the mind there. So first of all, it's important to know that God is one. And God for me is really my creator. And I feel that as we sing in our prayers, that our creator is highest on high, our creator is very kind, our creator is merciful, our creator is unlimited. That means he's constant in peace, he's consistent in his love, his love is always there. So we sing these prayers or we listen to, but then you start internally feeling, but that's where I also have these qualities, but I'm not able to, you know, the fear which is created in society. Oh, if you always speak truth, not going to work. If you're always loving, people will deceive you. You know, so somewhere deeply we lose our original qualities, innate qualities. But for me, I always felt that I have deep connection with, one who is divine, and is so inherent, so deep in me, that's the seeking I had, that how can I manifest it more? How can I, become, I'm able to use those qualities, not only think of them. And so with God as a light, God as a divine, God one who is ever pure, who is ever peaceful. So whenever, like internally, like even when I start feeling my innate qualities, but I want to feel totally immersed into that, I want to connect, so that whenever I need more experience of it, or I feel that I'm just totally surrounded, or I want power, then I just take my mind to one who is divine, supreme, one who always brings benefit to us. And we definitely know that he is beyond. So there is soul, then there is elements, matter, but God is even beyond the matter. You know, because that's why our minds always go up above. You know, whenever we think of God, we just go above. Or sometimes we look within, because you feel that there is some traces of him in the soul also.
So can you clarify something? I think the idea that I feel that divinity in me, and I feel this majesty in nature, many people draw the conclusion that God is omnipresent, that God is everywhere, that that divinity is everywhere. Can you clarify this idea?
Divinity is, could be everywhere, but divine being, you know, is at one place. And it cannot be, you know, like divinity of nature, divinity of the soul, and divinity of God. So because in general, creator and creation, all are divine. So that quality is there. But then, let's say if I as a soul, I was God, then it wouldn't have diminished in me. Because soul goes through changes. Soul goes through taking birth, rebirth into the cycle of time. So I have in climax purity, then it keeps declining. Same is with the elements, but not with God. So God as a being is not, but his quality, because as I said, that's the quality. Divinity, purity, love. In entire universe, that's the main energy. Understanding of that, It's always that pure energy is there. But it has declined now. So when I connect with God, there's no decline there, you know, because he's ever, he's perfect. So that's where, instead of connecting with the only with the soul and the matter, I want to go to the source. You know, so as I said, presence of those qualities is the total quality of a universe. So universe. And that also good to understand, because a lot of people feel like devil and negativity is the part of the creation, because that's what they see is mostly there. But this is because decline has happened. But that's not the original. But when it's original, then these are very natural qualities. But to say that it's the presence of God, or sometimes some people say everything is act of God. Storm is act of God, or wind is blowing is act of God. So I say these are expressions, you know, not really factual. When I say expression, is sometimes there is a saying that when some person speaks very sweetly, they say, oh, as if pearls were flowing out of that person's mouth. Or sometimes mother has lot of love for child, and mother will say, oh, you are like star of my eyes. But it's not really star of my eyes. Comparison is given. That means you are loved so important, like as are stars of the eyes. So a lot of adjectives, a lot of experiences have been shared in such a way. And I also, you know, when I really think of God with a lot of love, I do feel presence. And feeling presence doesn't mean that he is there. But feeling presence is closeness of relationship. And then because he is unlimited, you think of God and you will feel the presence. And that presence is really assurance for the soul that he is there. But when we say there, then we say, okay, this is the chair, so God is in the chair. Or if I look at plant, God is in this. No, it's God's creation. And creation and creator have same qualities. But in creation, at this time, we have lost those qualities. And that's why I need to connect with the source to reclaim those qualities in me, and also then it will come into the nature. Because that's the really whole understanding, that I have to go to the source so that I can reclaim that divinity, I can reclaim God's qualities, or I can have that pure relationship with God.
Okay, so there are some very dark acts going on in the world right now, and there are some people doing those acts that make humanity feel sad or worried for the future. How does this awareness of God or this thinking of God, what can we do to address this darkness?
So instead of creating fear in the minds of people, you know, in the sense of God will punish, and then, so sometimes the image of God which has been created, and then also I feel that even if there are so much religious activities, and but not necessarily that pure love and pure energy is there. So I feel that somewhere we have to increase our talking about God and talking about divinity, talking about innate qualities. Because at this time, the devilish qualities have really, really taken the minds because of the body consciousness. Because when there is body consciousness, that's where all violence begins of any kind. As I mentioned about anger. Now, anger, verbal, it could be physical. So whatever is happening in the world, like revenge and hatred and, you know, because I think that this lack of experience of one's own self and experience of relationship with God. So that's why I feel that this change of consciousness, becoming aware of one's own natural qualities, you know, we have to humanize our civilization. It has really gone into more on, you know, as I said, devilish side, but we have to make it divine. And that's only possible is, as I said, creating not fear of God, but relationship with God.
So what do we do when our memory is holding something that's making us afraid or sad? How can we, in a practical way, use this relationship with God or this thinking of God to help us get beyond this, the memory or the fear?
There are two ways. One is because I know it's hurting me and I have to cure it. I have to get rid of that. But then other is also creating different experiences in life. Like there are a lot of good things also happen in the life. Like you are rescued or you are protected or you were provided. So why don't we think on what good experiences we had in life and replace them with what were not very pleasant experiences. So then you say, but so many good things happened to me. But mind, because mind is weak, it always thinks of what negative happened. It doesn't think of what positive happened. And I know that some are tragedies and they are very bad situation, but I'm talking of normally people hold on to, you know, it's like that also indicates that people want everything good, you know. Goodness is what they want. So that realization that if this is what I want and this is what others want, right? So when you emerge this, then automatically even negativity can be removed. And I think that creating good experiencing, creative positive thoughts so that the past can be forgotten and making, I always feel that if you don't want same thing to happen, don't think about it. Because sometimes your thoughts also invoke situations, not only internally but sometimes even outside. So how do we erase and how do we renew, how do we create new experiences? Like for me, I always say, you think of devil, devil is here. You think of angel, angel is here. So for me, I immediately, as soon as something which was not right happens, has happened and thought come in the mind, I immediately say, but that's not I want again. Why I'm thinking? Because maybe I'm invoking it, you know. So why not I think, you know, of God, of angel, of something positive, so that that happens now. Because still if I have more years to live, then why should I only live in that? But why not I invoke and create something which I want in my heart, and that is goodness. So because thought is invoking, thought is also creating. So if I keep thinking of what happened, then I am kind of engraving that and making it more and more intense. But that's not what I want, right? So if I don't want, then why don't I change it, no? And changing is to recreate something for you and then let go and forget and forgive so that as time passes, finally you feel completely healed by that.
So it's really sort of an act of will.
Yeah.
It's an act of repeated will that I have to have.
So that's again, you know, forgiveness and going to God and filling ourselves more power, more strength. And because some people, when they are hurt, big change happen in them. You know, I met a woman, her husband died, she was young, and she decided to do something very big for her children, and she became very active and said, I'm going to do this. And so instead of sitting and with that sorrow that, oh, my husband died, now what can I do? She said, now I have to do everything. You know, I'm a single parent. So she's, you know, made her life very beautiful, very spiritual, very action-oriented, doing very good not only for children but for the society too. Mm-hmm. So I think that from that hurt also, if one wants to learn a lesson, rather you say, I'm going to do something much better, you know.
Thank you, Sister Mohini.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.